Going to Denmark, where one of Copenhagen's most historic buildings is currently in flames. Firefighters are currently fighting desperately to control the fire at the 17th century Borsen building. Copenhagen journalist Tom Carstensen is on the line. Tom, what's happening there?
It seems very chaotic at the moment. Even the lifeguard for the Queen has arrived just now, and with helmets, trying to help contain this fire. The Børsen is called. It's the old stock exchange. It hasn't been a stock exchange for some years, though. But it's a very historical building. It was built by a very famous Danish king, Christian IV, who built a lot of Copenhagen's most historical buildings. And the spire, which is like a landmark of Copenhagen, has within the last hour, Tom, it's just burned down. It's fallen over. So it seems very chaotic at the moment.
I've just been looking at the pictures on Twitter, and people calling it Denmark's Notre Dame. Was it under restoration?
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me?
Was it under restoration at the moment?
I think, to be honest, it always is. It's a really old building. It's from 1620, so there's always something going on there. But the fire department has said they don't know the cause of the fire yet, whether or not that could have been from some work or something. We don't know yet. It's still in the beginning of the whole thing, so we don't know what happened yet.
And any idea how many people would have been there at the time?
There's been a lot of people, but there's been no people damaged, or whatever you want to call it. No one's been hurt, but they have had to, everyone's obviously evacuated, but they've had to evacuate part of the parliament, which is just next door as well. That's been evacuated as well, some of the parliament. So there's no people hurt as far as we know, but it's a lot more than that. There's a lot of valuables, a lot of old pictures, a lot of art treasures in this place. And I mean, there was just an interview just right now on Danish news with a museum's inspector who said it's invaluable things that might be lost, because everything obviously goes up in flames here. So yeah, it's not the comparison with Notre Dame is not far off.
Very sad for the city of Copenhagen. Thank you very much, Tom, for joining us.